This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Okay, horse meat. It has now turned up in grocery stores in the UK and in meatballs from IKEA. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is talking about approving a horse slaughterhouse in New Mexico, the first in this country in more than 5 years. The unease that many feel about horses as food is not new, as Colin Schultz wrote recently for Smithsonian Magazine. Colin, it's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
So this is not the first time you discovered that we've been up in arms about eating horses, is it?
No, it's the debate over whether or not to eat horse meat actually has a really long and, I think, quite fascinating history.
All right, well, give it up. How long and how fascinating?
The debate goes back thousands of years, but the part of the story that I found that was most interesting goes back to the 19th century, to the late 19th century. In 1870, the Prussian army was moving in on Paris, and they surrounded the city, and there was blocks of the supply route, so there's no food really moving in and out. The French started just relying on whatever they had available for food. So they turned to cats and dogs and horses and just any sort of meat or food that they could find. The story that I found about horses, there's a real hesitancy. The people didn't want to start eating horses. But, you know, when you're short on food, you do what you need to do. And then the siege ended. And because people developed a fondness for the taste, eating horse continued. And then there became a little bit of an international debate over whether that practice should spread.
Was the United States involved in that debate? I mean, what's our relationship with that, you know, late 19th century horse-eating phenomenon?
So what I found when I was digging was there was a case made in Scientific American in 1875 that if the U.S. started eating horses, that there'd be a really strong economic benefit to that. So there's already all these horses around, but we could derive extra value from them if we started using them as food in addition to using them as tools or workhorses or whatever the use was at the time.
Like how much value?
So the estimate for the U.S. horses was about $30 million.
And that's in 1870-something dollars, right?
Yeah. So taking inflation, that'd be a pretty big industry.
That's a boatload full of money. And so the question is, why didn't it ever catch on? I mean, you'd think that somebody would have put dollars ahead of sensibilities at some point.
Yeah, but I think, you know, there's a real strong American ethos against it. You know, you sort of see horses as companions. You see horses as pets. Even at the time, horses as tools, but there was still, you know, sort of that iconic Old West imagery of the horse, right? It's not something, you don't want to then eat that horse. People would have had the same repugnancy to it that they have now.
They have today, yeah. And by now, that debate's over with, right?
Yeah, and, you know, the economic value argument is also sort of gone because there aren't, like, if we could start eating cars, that would be the same argument, right? We can't. So, you know, the analogy is a little bit lost to time.
Colin Schultz, he writes on the SmithsonianMagazine.com about horses and the history of eating them. Colin, thanks a lot.